Good evening.
晚上好，这次我说对了。
Now, Brother Tom has translated for me before.
周刚弟兄以前替我翻译过。
And he knows the drill.
他知道这个练习。
If I pass out, he keeps preaching.
如果我被主接走了，他会继续讲。
You change the translators, you don't change the speaker.
翻译的弟兄会换，但是讲员不能换。
I do pray seriously, the Lord will quicken us and allow us to hear what is in His heart.
我真正的向神祷告，愿神让我们苏醒，能够听见他的话。
I'm not going to do much review because I think you know where we're at.
我不会做很多的复习，因为大家知道我讲在哪里。
But just remember this striking verse in Exodus chapter 3.
请大家记住在，但是呢，请大家记住在出埃及记第三章那节经文。
I am the God of Abraham.
我是亚伯拉罕的神。
And the God of Isaac.
以撒的神。
And the God of Jacob.
雅各的神。
Tell them.
告诉他们说。
The God of Abraham.
以亚伯拉罕的神。
The God of Isaac.
以撒的神。
And the God of Jacob.
和雅各的神。
Has sent me to you, me to them.
把我差遣到你们当中。
He says, "This is my name forever."
他说这是我永远的名。
And my memorial for all generations.
是我世世代代的纪念。
Well, let's begin by reading some verses about Jacob.
那我们来读一些关于雅各的经文。
Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪第二十五章。
Just read a few verses at first.
我们先读几节经文。
24 to 26.
二十六节，二十四节，二十六节。
And when her days, to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red and all over like a hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob.And Esau was 60 years old when they were born.
24节到26节，生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子。先产的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同皮衣，他们就给他起名叫以扫。随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓着以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各。利百加生下两个儿子的时候，以撒年正60岁。
Look at verse 29.
第二十九节。
I'll read one at a time to help Tom here. And Jacob had cooked a dish, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint.
有一天雅各熬汤，以扫从田野回来。
And Esau,
累昏了。
Sorry. And Esau said to Jacob, Feed me, I pray thee, with the red thing there, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom.
以扫对雅各说我累昏了求你把红汤给我喝因此以扫又叫以东
And Jacob said Sell me now thy birthright
雅各说你今日把长子的名分卖给我吧
And Esau said Behold I am going to die and of what use can the birthright be to me
以扫说我将要死这长子的名分与我有什么益处呢
And Jacob said, Swear unto me now. And he swore unto him and sold his birthright to Jacob.
雅各说你今日对我起誓吧。以扫就对他起了誓把长子的名分卖给雅各。
And Jacob gave Esau bread and a dish of lentils. And he ate and drank and rose up and went away. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
于是雅各将饼和红豆汤给了以扫，以扫吃了喝了，便起来走了。这就是以扫轻看了他长子的名分。
Let's read some more verses to get a full picture.
我们再读一些经文，让我们有一个全面的认识。
Chapter 27,
第二十六章
，verse 1 through 4,
一到四节。
And it came to pass when Isaac had become old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see.Then he called Esau, his elder son, and said to him, My son, 27 verse 1. Sorry, did I say that? I apologize. And he said to him, Here I am.
以撒年老，眼睛昏花，不能看见，就叫了他大儿子以扫。 以撒年老，眼睛昏花，不能看见，就叫了他的儿子以扫来说，我儿以扫说，我在这里。
And he said, Behold, now I am become old. I know not the day of my death. And now I pray thee, take thy weapons, thy quiver and thy bow, and go out in the field and hunt me venison.
他说，我如今老了，不知道哪一天死。现在拿着你的器械，就是箭囊和弓，往田野去为我打猎。
And prepare me a savory dish such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, in order that my soul may bless thee before I die.
照我所爱的做成美味，拿来给我吃，使我在未死之先给你祝福。
And Rebecca heard when Esau spoke, when Isaac spoke to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt venison to bring it.
以撒对他儿子以扫说话，利百加也听见了。以扫往田野去打猎，要得美味，野味带来。
And Rebecca spoke to Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard your father speak to Esau, thy brother.
利百加就对他儿子雅各说，我听见你父亲对你哥哥以扫说。
Say, bring me venison and prepare me a savory dish that I may eat and bless thee before Jehovah.Before my death.
你去把野兽带来，做成美味给我吃，我好在未死之先在耶和华面前给你祝福。
And now, my son, hearken to my voice in that which I command thee.
现在我儿，你要照我所吩咐你的，听从我的话。
Go, I pray thee, to the flock, and fetch me thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make of them a savory dish for thy father, such as he loves.
你到羊群里去。给我拿两只肥山羊羔来，我便照你父亲所爱的给他做成美味。
And thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat in order that he may bless thee before his death.
你拿到你父亲那里给他吃，使他在未死之先给你祝福。
And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man.
雅各对他母亲利百加说，我哥哥以扫浑身是有毛的，我身上是光滑的。
My father perhaps will feel me, and I shall be in his sight as one who mocks him.
倘若我父亲摸着我，必以为我是欺哄人的。
And I shall bring a curse on me and not a blessing.
就为我招咒诅，不得祝福。
His mother said to him, On me be the curse, my son. Only hearken to my voice and go and fetch them.
他母亲对他说，我儿，你招的咒诅归到我身上，你只管听我的话去把羊羔给我拿来。
And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother prepared a savory dish such as his father loved.
他便去拿来交给他母亲，他母亲照他父亲所爱的做成美味。
And Rebekah took the clothes of her elder son Esau, the costly ones,which were with him in her house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son.
利百加又把家里所存大儿子以扫上好的衣服给他小儿子雅各穿上。
And she put the skins of the kids and of the goats on his hands and on the smooth of his neck.
又用山羊羔皮包在雅各的手上和颈项的光滑处。
And she gave the savory dishes that he, and the bread that he had prepared in the land.
就把所做的美味和饼交在他儿子雅各的手里。
In the hand of her son Jacob.
他儿子雅各的手里。
Well, I think you begin to get the picture. Now let's turn to one in the New Testament. Because Romans 8:29, I think you all know this verse.
我们现在翻到新约罗马书八章第二十九节，是我们都熟悉的。
This is the key verse to understanding Jacob.
这是我们帮助我们明白雅各的关键的一节经文。
Because whom he has foreknown, he is also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful for your words.
主啊，我们实在为你自己的话感谢你。
We know your words aren't our words.
知道你的话就是我们的话。
So we ask the Holy Spirit to bring to us tonight your words.
所以我们求圣灵今天晚上将你的话带给我们。
You have the words of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
speak to us those living words.
把这些活的话讲给我们。
And Lord, anoint us so that we may hear those living words.
膏我们，让我们能够听到这些活的话。
Lord, surely if you don't speak to us,
如果你不向我们说话，
we will waste the time.
我们就浪费时间。
But if you speak to us,
但是如果你对我们说话，
your words will accomplish the very thing you send them forth to do.
你就能够，你的话就能够让我们成就你的旨意。
So we pray you will do this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们向你这样的祈求。Amen.
Now tonight,
今天晚上，
we're going to look at Jacob.
我们来看雅各。
There's probably not a more colorful character in the Bible than Jacob.
在圣经里面再没有像雅各这样有色彩的人物。
I mean, most of us would agree that Jacob is sort of a rascal.
我们知道很多人都会同意雅各是一个流氓。
But if indeed he is a rascal, and I believe he is a rascal,
如果他真的是，我也相信他是一个流氓。
I believe he's a rascal that God loves.
但是却是一个神所爱的。
And I believe he's a rascal that God chooses.
是神所节选的。
And I believe he's a rascal that in the end God conforms to the image of his son.
是神最终把他改变成磨成他神儿子的模样。
And brothers and sisters, just in case you didn't get what I was trying to infer,
如果弟兄姐妹你还没有明白我所要说的，
you are that same rascal.
其实我们每个人都是一样的。
God loves you with all of your flaws.
你虽然你有各种各样的缺点，但是神还是爱你。
God has chosen you with all of your flaws.
你虽然有各种各样的缺点，神还是节选了你。
And yet he has determined that he would transform you.
他定义要改变你。
And he would conform you.
把你磨成。
To the very image of his son.
他儿子的模样。
This is the lesson of the life of Jacob.
这是雅各生命的故事。
That most colorful character in the Old Testament.
旧约里面最有色彩的这个人物。
Thank God he loves him.
感谢主他爱他。
Thank God he loves us.
感谢主他爱我们。
Thank God that even though he has tremendous flaws,
虽然雅各有许多许多的缺点，
he still chose him.
但是神仍然节选他。
And thank God it is the purpose of God. It is the eternal purpose of God to in the end conform us to the image of Christ.
感谢主他的旨意，他最终的旨意就是定义把我们磨成他儿子耶稣基督的模样。
This is the whole story of Jacob.
这就是雅各的整个的故事。
We see all the things he goes through.
我们看见他所经历的一切。
We see all the work of God in his life.
我们看到神在雅各生命中一切的工作。
But in the end, we see a glorious end.
我们看到的却是一个荣耀的结局。
Isn't that your hope for you?
这是你对自己的盼望吗？
Brothers and sisters, I know that's my hope for me.
弟兄姐妹，这是我对自己的盼望。
We'll look at three things.
我们看三件事。
We'll look at Jacob's twistings.
我们看到，我们来看雅各的狡诈。
I think you can't write these things off.
我们可以，我们真的是知道。
I think you see in those twistings the real nature of the man, the real character of the man.
在他的狡诈之中，我们可以看到人的本性。
And then we see something else.
我们还看到其他的。
We see God's dealings with Jacob.
我们看到神对雅各的对付。
He takes this flawed human being.
对于这样一个残缺的人。
And he begins to work in his life.
他在他生命里面来做工。
With a great end in view.
最终呢达到他为
And that great end in view is to conform us to the image of his son.
这个结局呢就是把我们磨成他儿子的模样。
And when we look at Jacob at the end,
最终我们来看雅各的时候。
He is a different person.
他是一个不同的人。
He's been transformed.
他被改变了。
He's been conformed.
他被磨成了另外的样式。
When we see Jacob at the end, we wonder, is this the Jacob at the beginning?
当我们看到雅各的最终结局的时候，我们会说，这就是初始的雅各吗？
Brothers and sisters, that is our hope.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们的盼望。
God loves you.
神爱你。
God has chosen you.
神已经拣选了你。
And God is determined not to let you go until He conforms you to the image of His Son.
神已经定义，直到他把你磨成他儿子的形象，他不会放开你。
That's the story of Jacob in a nutshell.
这就是雅各的故事的一个简单的总结。
Now let's look at Jacob's twisting.
我们来看雅各的狡诈。
Jacob had many flaws.
他有很多的缺点。
We begin to see him right at the beginning.
我们从一开始就看到了。
The Genesis record is a graphic presentation of the flaws of Jacob.
那么创世里面描述让我们看到雅各大概给我们一幅雅各的他的这个缺点的一幅生动的图画。
I remember years ago I was saying to a dear brother from California.
记得很多年以前我对一个加州的亲爱的弟兄这样说。
I won't tell you his name.
我不会告诉你他叫什么名字。
But I remember I shocked that brother.
我记得我让他很震惊。
I said God chooses great men.
我对他说神拣选伟大的人。
With great flaws.
有极大的缺点。
And he was shocked.
他非常的震惊。
That I would call great men of God greatly flawed.
我能够说一个伟大的人却有极大的缺点吗？
But this is true.
但真的是这样。
Who of us can boast of what we are?
我们哪个人能够为自己所有的夸口呢？
It's only what He does in us we can boast about.
我们能够所夸的就是他在我们身上所做的。
You may think I'm perfect, but you don't live with me.
你也许以为你自己是完美的。
You may think Tom's perfect and you do live around him.
你以为周安弟兄是完美的。
Great men.
伟大的人。
Great flaws.
极大的缺点。
But the Lord never gives up.
但是神不会放弃。
This is the dedicated work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵定义要做的工作。
This is the purpose of God.
这是神的目的。
We should rejoice in that.
我们应该为此欢喜快乐。
Well, we see, in his birth, the true nature.
但从他的出生我们就能够看到他的本质。
Let's go back to 25 and read, 21-26.
我们一起来读25章的第21节和26节。
I think I got a little off on my reading before. 21-26 in 25.
二十五章二十一节到二十六节。
And Isaac entreated Jehovah of his, for his wife because she was barren, and Jehovah entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived.
以撒因他妻子不生育，就为他祈求耶和华，耶和华应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀了孕。
And the children struggled together within her.And she said, If it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of Jehovah.
孩子们在他腹中彼此相争，他就说，若是这样，我为什么活着呢？他就去问耶和华。
And Jehovah said to her, Two nations are in your womb, and two people shall be separated from thy bowels, and one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger.
耶和华对他说，两国在你腹内。两族要从你身上出来，这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。
And when her days, to deliver were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb.
生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子。
And the first came out red, all like a hairy garment.
先产的身体发红，浑身有毛。
And they call his name Esau.
他们就给他起名叫以扫。
And after that, his brother came out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob.
随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各。
We begin to see the true nature of Jacob even at his birth.
当他刚出生的时候，我们就开始看见他的本质。
He was Esau's twin.
他是以扫的孪生兄弟。
And yet he grabbed a hold of Esau's heel and he held on to his heel.
但是呢，他却抓住以扫的脚跟。
The very name Jacob means heel holder or supplanter.
雅各的名字就是抓住。
And why do you think he was doing that?
他为什么要这样做？
You think he just loved his brother Esau and wouldn't let him go?
你以为因为他爱他兄弟以扫，所以不让他离开吗？
It's a very sentimental thought, but it's not true.
也许呢，这样想很合理，但却不是这样。
He had a hold of Esau's heel, and if he could, he would have yanked him back in the womb and popped out first.
他抓着他以扫的脚跟，是因为如果可能的话，他要抓住他，使他自己可以先生出来。
He wanted that birthright of the firstborn so bad, he had hold of his heel and he was pulling him back.
他那样的渴望长子的名分，他恨不得抓着他兄弟的脚跟，把他抓住，然后他自己可以先生出来。
This is the first scene we have of Jacob.
这是我们看到的第一个场景。
Not a very flattering scene when you think about it.
当你想象的时候，真的不是一个很美的场景。
He was pulling back.
他抓着他兄弟的脚跟。
He would do anything to get the blessing.
他为了得到祝福，他可以无所不做。
That would be even stronger.
甚至。
You might think this is too strong.
你也许觉得这很过分了。
But I don't think it's nearly strong enough.
但是我觉得根本不过分。
He was a selfish man.
他是一个自私的人。
He was a self-centered man.
他是一个自我为中心的人。
He was a soulish man.
他是一个自私的人。
He was dominated by his soul life.
他是一个属魂的人，他完全被他的魂所占据。
And that's just the first scene.
这是我们看到的雅各的第一件事。
We see the second scene when the twins grew up.
当他们长大之后，我们看到了第二个场景。
And the boy, verse 27 of the same chapter.
第二十五章的二十七节。
And Esau became a man skilled in hunting.A man of the field, and Jacob was a homely man dwelling in tents.
两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野；雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。
And Isaac loved Esau because venison was his taste, and Rebekah loved Jacob.
以撒爱以扫，因为常吃他的野味；利百加却爱雅各。
And we read this part of the story.
我们已经读过这一部分。
I think you know this part of the story.
我们都知道这个故事。
Esau came from the field hunting.
以扫打猎从田野回来。
And he was starving to death, or so he thought.
他以为他快要饿死。
And he said, basically, feed me or I'll die.
他其实就是说，给我点吃的，不然我就饿死了。
And this not so upright Jacob said, sell me your birthright now.
所以呢，雅各就对他说：“现在就把你长子的名分卖给我。”
You know, think about this story.
那我们想一想这个故事。
Here's one that was such a twister.
有一个这样欺诈的人。
Such a supplanter.
这样一个狡诈的人。
He would do any trick he could come up with to steal the birthright.
他可以为了得到长子的名分，他可以用各样的诡计。
He didn't succeed in the womb.
出生的时候他没有达到目的。
So he thought he would try again.
所以他再试一次。
Well, you can't ever blame Jacob for not trying, at least.
至少我们不能说雅各他没有试过。
And Esau said, Behold, I am going to die, and of what use is the birthright to me now?
以扫说：“我将要死，这长子名分与我有什么益处呢？”
That contrast is so vivid.
这个对比真的是非常的生动。
Jacob cared about the birthright selfishly.
这个自私的雅各，他非常在意长子的名分。
Esau didn't give a whit about the birthright.
但是以扫却根本不在意。
He gave it away for a pot of beans.
他为了一碗红豆汤就把长子的名分出卖了。
I don't even like lentils.
What are lentils?
Lentils, beans.
啊，其实我并不喜欢豆。
And it says in the concluding verse in that chapter.
那一章最后一节说。
Thus Esau despised his birthright.
因为以扫轻看长子的名分。
Brothers and sisters, this is the kind of man we're dealing with in Jacob.
那么我们在雅各身上，我们看到的就是这样的雅各。
He was a twister.
他是一个狡诈的。
He was a supplanter.
他是一个欺诈的人。
And he was more than that.
他不止如此。
Look at 27 verses 3 and 4.
第一，我们看一下第27章的第三节和第四节。
And now I pray thee, I think we read this, take the weapons of thy quiver. We read that. Let's read this again. We'll take all of our time. But this is where the father says, go out and get me to Esau, this savory dish that I love. You know the story.
这个故事就是讲到说父亲吩咐以扫出去打猎给他做美味。
And the problem is, Rebecca overheard the story.
问题是利百加听到了这件事。
She heard what good old Isaac, pardon me, said.
她听到了利百加听到了以撒对以扫所说的话。
And she conspired with Jacob.
她就跟雅各一起有了一个阴谋。
To pull off this greatest of ruse to steal the blessing.
他就设了一个计来偷取这个祝福。
Oh, the ruse seems so brilliant.
他是非常非常的巧妙的计划。
You know, there's an old saying, I know you've heard it, like father, like son.
大家听过这句老话,
but in this
子如其父, 父如其子。
But in this case, it's like mother, like son.
在这个故事里面呢, 让我们看到呢, 有其母必有其子。
There was one purpose behind this great ruse.
那在这个背后有一个很大的目的。
It is she said to her son, she loved Jacob.
她对她儿子说她爱,
in order that he may bless thee before he dies.
所以在她死之前呢, 她父亲要为以扫祝福。
Oh, the ruse was so smart.
那他的计谋非常的巧妙。
You remember the substitute meal, the kids of goats for the venison.
大家，你知道那个小孩，你为小孩子啊，有一代预备了代替的。
You remember the borrowed clothes of Esau that had the smell of the field all over them.
你知道呢，以扫他身上的衣服都有田野的味道。
You remember the goat skins, the hairy goat skins, to make this smooth, homely man appear to be a manly man that was hairy.
所以呢，给他戴上那个山羊羔的皮， 让他把他那个光滑的地方盖上，使他呢摸上去呢也是有毛的。
The ruse seemed brilliant.
是非常聪明的。
But do you know the ruse almost failed?
但是差一点失败。
Look at 27 verse 18 and 19.
27章第18节和19节。
This is Jacob coming to his father.
雅各来到他父亲面前。
And he came to his father and he said, My father. And he said, Here I am.
他对他父亲说, 我父亲, 他说, 我在这里。
And his father said, Who art thou, my son?
他父亲说, 我儿你是谁?
And Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn.
雅各对他父亲说, 我是你的长子以扫。
Now before you have warm and fuzzy feelings about Jacob, think about this. He lied to his old dying father.
当你真的对雅各有任何好感的时候, 你想一想他对他将去
I don't think one of you in this room would do that.
我相信我们当中没有一个人会这样做。
But don't ever underestimate human nature.
但是不要轻忽了人的本性。
The second lie.
第二个谎言。
Look at 27 verse 20.
第27章20节。
And Isaac said to his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son?
以撒对他儿子说, 我儿,
and he said, Because Jehovah thy God put it in my way.
他说, Brilliant. 非常的聪明。
He almost was discovered.
他差点被差点露馅。
But he was quick on his feet.
但是他很快就补救过来。
And he lied to his father a second time.
欺骗他父亲两次。
Brothers and sisters, this is the man we're dealing with.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们看到的雅各。
Look at 27, 23 and 24.
27章的23节和24节。
Go back to 22. And Jacob drew near to Isaac his father, and he felt him. And he said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau, and he did not discern him.
22节，雅各就挨近他父亲以撒，以撒摸着他说，声音是雅各的声音，手却是以扫的手。
Because his hands were hairy as his brother's Esau's hands, and he blessed him.
因为他手上有毛，就像他哥哥以扫的手一样，就给他祝福。
And listen to this again. This is the third lie.
这是他的第三个谎言。
And he said to him, "Art thou really my son?"
所以呢，以撒说，这真的是我儿子吗
？And he said, "It is I."
他说是我。
Can you imagine?
能够想象吗
？Thrice lying to his father,
三次欺骗他父亲
，stealing the birthright from his brother,
从他哥哥那里骗取长子的名分
，wanting to steal the blessing from Esau,
要从以撒那里骗取祝福。
We have a saying, "You're bad to the bone."
我们有一句话说，你坏到骨头里去了。
It means you're bad from birth.
就说明你生下来就坏。
Now, do you not know that's what we are without Christ?
你是否知道没有基督，我们就是这样
？You may clean it up.
也许你能够。
You may shine it up.
你能够，也许你能够。
You may polish it up a little bit.
也许你能够自己清理一下，使自己表现得好一点。
But when it comes down to it, you are bad to the bone.
但是呢，在我们的里面，我们是坏到骨髓。
It goes so far to say in Ephesians chapter 2 that you are dead in your trespasses and sin.
就像以弗所书里面第二章告诉我们一样，我们在罪恶过犯中死去。
I think most unbelievers just discount that.
像很多不信的人拒绝这一点。
They say, how can I be dead in my trespasses and sins? I'm not dead, I'm walking.
他们会说，怎么能说我死在罪恶过犯之中呢？我不是死的，我是活的。
And I always remember the old prison saying.
我记得呢，过去的那个罪犯都是这样说。
In the old days when you were on death row and you were sentenced to go and be executed in a death house, they had a saying.
那么在过去哈，死人被判了死刑，你走向那个处死你的牢房的时候，你有机会说话。
When they took you and began to walk you down the corridor to the death house.
当他们带着你往那个判处死刑的房间走的时候
，All the other inmates on death row would say out in unison, "Dead man walking."
那么监狱里面所有在旁边看着的囚犯都会对你说：“死行走的死人
，Dead man walking，
行走的死人。
”That's what we are. Did you know that?
你是不是知道这就是我们
？You think you're alive without Christ.
你以为没有基督你是活的
？But you're a dead man.
但是你是一个死人。
And you're dead in your trespasses and sins.
你死在你的罪恶过犯之中。
And it's only by the grace of God when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
都是神的恩典，当我们信耶稣的时候。
When we confess our sins.
当我们承认自己罪的时候。
When we take Him as Lord of our life.
当我们让主成为我们生命的时候。
And we're born again.
我们重生。
Then we're made alive in Christ Jesus.
我们在耶稣基督里面活过来。
Well, this is what Jacob was like.
雅各就是这样。
In chapter 28, we read the story about the ladder to heaven.
28章我们读到通天的阶梯。
Look at verse 11.
第十一节。
It says,And he lighted on a certain place and lodged there because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and he made it his pillow and he lay down in that place.
到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。
And he dreamed a dream, and behold, a ladder was set up to heaven, and the top of it reached to the heavens, and behold, angels of God ascended and descended upon it.
梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。
And behold, Jehovah stood above it, and he said, I am Jehovah, the God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which thou liest, to thee I will give it.
耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华，你祖亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神，我要将你现在躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。
And then he talks about the greatest blessings that he'll give him.
然后呢，神就讲到他要给雅各的最大的祝福。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places to which thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee.Until I have done what I have spoken to thee of.
我也与你同在，无论你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。
In verse 16, and Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely Jehovah is in this place, and I knew it not.
雅各睡醒了说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。
And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
就惧怕说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
The only way to heaven is through that ladder that God sets up.
到天上的唯一的道路是神所设立的那个梯子。
You have no other way to heaven but that ladder that he has made.
除了神给你的这个梯子，你没有道路到天上去。
That is the secret that was revealed to Jacob.
这是神向雅各所启示的一个奥秘。
And the only way we can get there is because He made the way through Christ Jesus.
我们能够到那里，是因为神为我们预备了那条唯一的通路。
Don't think in the end there's any other way for you to get to heaven.
不要以为你。有其他的道路能够带你到天上。
If you haven't believed in the Lord Jesus, this is the only way for you to get there.
如果你还没有信耶稣的话，这是一条唯一能够带你到那里去的道路。
This is the secret that was revealed.
这是在这里面启示的一个奥秘。
But then Jacob,
雅各呢
？This twister,
这个欺骗人
；This supplanter,
这个狡诈的人
；This thrice liar to his father,
这个。向他父亲撒谎的人
did an incredible thing.
做了一件不同寻常的事
He began to bargain with God.
他开始跟神讨价还价
Now let me give you just a little secret in case you don't know it.
如果你还不知道的话我给你一个小秘密
You can't bargain with God.
你可以跟神讨价还价
That's because God is God.
因为神就是神所以你不能跟他讨价还价
That's why we call him Lord.
所以这就是为什么我们叫他是主
You don't bend him to your will.
你不能让他顺服你的意志。
He changes you to his will.
他要改变你按照他的意志。
But listen to what Jacob did.
但是我们来看看雅各做了什么。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
After hearing about all these great blessings he would get.
当他听完了神给他这样的祝福之后。
And Jacob vowed a vow saying, If God be with me and keep me on the road that I go,And will give me bread to eat and garment to put on.
雅各许愿说：“神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿。”
And I come again to my father's house in peace. Then shall Jehovah be my God.
使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神。
Now, I hope I've convinced you. This is the worst kind of rascal.
我真的希望能够说服你。
He was a twister.
这是真的是一个最糟的讨价还价。他是一个
巧，
他是一个骗子。
He was a deceiver.
他是一个欺骗。
He was a supplanter.
他是一个狡诈的。
He was a thrice liar.
他是一个 撒谎的,
and he even bargained with God. He said, if you do these things that I bow to you, then you'll be my God.
他说,
I can tell you, there's no one like Jacob in the Old Testament.
我可以说,
there's an amazing verse that ends the Old Testament, though.
在旧约里面有一卷非常奇妙的话。
Turn to Malachi.
马拉基书。
It's the last book of the Old Testament.
旧约里面最后一卷。
Malachi 1 verse 1 and 2.
马拉基书第一章第一节和第二节。
The burden of the word of Jehovah to Israel by Malachi.
耶和华借马拉基传给以色列的默示。
I have loved you, saith Jehovah, but ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith Jehovah, and I have loved Jacob, and I have hated Esau.
耶和华说,我曾爱你们,他们却说,你在何事上爱我们呢? 耶和华说,以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗?我却爱雅各,恶以扫。
What strong words these are.
这些话,
these are the great mysteries of divine love.
这是神圣的爱的一个奥秘。
How can God love one like Jacob?
神怎么能够爱雅各这样一个人?
People have wrestled, theologians have wrestled over this verse that's repeated in Romans 11 and said, how can he hate Esau? And how can he love Jacob?
神学家在这些经文这里的经文，还有罗马书第十一章的经文，让他们大惑不解，神怎么能够爱雅各这样的人，却恨以扫？
Turn to Romans 9, and I'll read you the verse in the New Testament.
我们一起来看新约罗马书的第九章。
Romans 9, verses 10 to 13.
罗马书第九章十到十三节。
They said, therefore, to him, how has thine eyes been opened? He answered, I'm in John. How did I do that? Brother, it's almost time for you to take over. Romans, not John. No, I'm Romans. Let's go back to Romans.
罗马书.
10. And not only that, verse 10, but Rebecca, having conceived by one Isaac our father, the children indeed being not yet born, or having not done anything good or worthless, that the purpose of God according to election might abide, and not of works, but of him who calls.
第九章第十节。不但如此，还有利百家既从一个人，就是从我们的祖宗以撒怀了孕。 双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只要显明神接近人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。It
was said to her, the greater shall serve the less.
神对利百家说，将来大的要服侍小的。According
as it is written, I have loved Jacob and I have hated Esau.
正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。What
a mystery this verse is.
这节经文实在对我们实在是真的是很奥秘。
You know, you almost want to feel sorry for Esau.
以至于你甚至真的为以扫感到可惜。He's
the one that lost the birthright.
这是一个失去长子名分的人。He's
the one that lost the blessing.
他也失去了祝福。
Granted, he despised the birthright.
虽然他轻看长子的名分。
And granted, we see what Esau is like later.
虽然我们后来看到他的行为。
But it seems to me this is the greatest mystery in the Bible.
对我来讲，这实在是圣经里面的一个奥秘。
Looking at this character.
看看这个人。
How can God say, I have loved Jacob?
神怎么能够说我爱雅各?
And I have hated Esau.
我恨以扫。
I read some things about this, and I tell you, they're hard to even understand.
我读过呢,一些讨论这一段经文的文字,真的是很难解释。
But I like what Charles Haddon Spurgeon says best of all.
但是呢，所有这些里面，我最喜欢四部正所说的。
Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, "It is simply a divine fact."
四部正就说，这其实呢，就是一个很简单的属灵的事实。
God is sovereign.
神掌管一切。
He can choose the worst.
他可以选择最糟的。
And he does. And he does.
啊，他确实这样做了。
And this room is full of the evidence.
那这里面有许多的证据。
He can choose the least worthy.
他可以选择最不配的。
And he does.
他确实这样做。
And we are all the evidence.
我们都是这件事的证明。
Jacob, have I loved?
雅各，他所爱的。
Thank God for that word.
感谢为这句话，我们感谢神。
It gives me hope.
他让我有了希望。
It should give you hope.
也应该给你们希望。
This is the sovereign election of grace.
这是神的恩典的。他的全能的选择。
There's no other way to explain it.
没有办法解释，没有其他的办法解释。
There's another verse in the Old Testament about Jacob.
旧约里面还有关于雅各的一节经文。
Chapter 41, verse 14. I'm sorry, Isaiah. I told you, you're almost ready to take over.
以赛亚书三十一章。
Isaiah 41, verse 14.
41章,
this was probably Lance Lambert's favorite verse.
这可能是兰培德弟兄最喜欢的经文。
Fear not, thou worm Jacob, ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith Jehovah, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
以赛亚书第41章第14节，你这虫雅各和你们以色列人不要害怕。耶和华说，我必帮助你们，你的救赎主就是以色列的圣
者。Now you might be offended at this.
你可能呢不喜欢这句话。
But I think God called it like it was.
但是神就是这样说。
He said, thou worm Jacob.
他说雅各是个虫。
Now if I call you a worm, you get upset with me.
如果我说你是虫的话，你一定就对我很不满。
But God who knew Jacob inside and out said, thou worm Jacob.
但是神完全认识神，所以他说虫子雅各。
And he goes on to speak of the redemption.
然后呢，就讲到救赎。
And that's the great story of Jacob.
这就是雅各的这个故事。
Now let's look at this other thing.
然后我们再看其他一些事。
This other thing has to do with Jacob's dealing.
其他呢，就讲到对雅各的对付。
Jacob's nature is apparent.
他雅各的本性是
apparent.
很明显,
Jacob's character is absolutely clear in the Bible.
在圣经里面，雅各的个性是非常明显的。
There should be no argument about it.
没有争论的余地。
But brothers and sisters, this is the grace of God concerning Jacob and concerning you and me.
这就是呢，神对雅各和我们的恩典。
God loves Jacob.
神爱雅各。
God chose Jacob.
他节选雅各。
And God is determined to not leave Jacob the way he was naturally.
他定义呢，要不让雅各再继续成为他天然的自己。
That is redemption.
这就是救赎。
That is taking this flawed specimen and transforming him into something he was not.
就是呢，把这个有许多许多缺点的人把他改变成让他变成一个他所要的人。
If you only read about Jacob's flaws and you don't begin to see all the dealings in the Old Testament, you'll miss what God is doing.
如果你只是看到雅各的缺点却没有看到神怎样对付他的话，你真的就没有明白神在他身上的工作。
To change us.
是改变。
To transform us.
来变化。
To conform us to the image of his son, he begins to deal with us.
他对付我们，让我们可以磨成他儿子的形象。
This is how he transforms Jacob to Israel.
他就是这样呢，把雅各改变成为以色列。
There's two dealings I would like for us to at least focus upon.
我们今天我们至少要看呢，神对雅各的两个对付。
One is how he touches his natural character and his natural love.
首先呢，神对付他自然的个性和他自然里面的爱。
And the second one is how God touches and deals with his natural strength.
那第二点呢，就是神怎样触及以及对付他天然的力量。
Without God's dealings, we will never be conformed to the image of his son.
神不对付我们，我们永远不会被磨成他儿子的模样。
It takes many dealings.
需要神很多的对付。
This is the lifetime work of the Holy Spirit.
这是我们一生中圣灵在我们一生中的工作。
I've always loved what Oswald Chambers said.
我非常喜欢 Chambers 他说的一句话。
Oswald Chambers said, "Your circumstances are engineered by God."
他说你的环境是神的特意的工程。
Now, as an engineer, I like that explanation.
我是一个工程师，所以非常喜欢这样的解释。
So Jacob's circumstances were engineered by God specifically.
所以呢，雅各所遭遇的环境是神特意为他做的工程。
And brothers and sisters, this is the encouragement that you should have leaving this room tonight.
那今天晚上我们离开这个房间的时候，这就是。对我们的鼓励
that your very circumstances are engineered by God to transform you and to conform you into the image of His Son.
你现在所面临的环境就是神为了要把你磨成他儿子的模样所特意所做的工程。
What He did,
他所做的
what God did for Jacob,
神对雅各所做的。
Is he sent him to Uncle Laban?
是把他送到他舅舅拉班那里。
You remember the story? It's so graphic.
你能够记得这幅生动的故事。
Uncle Laban,
他的舅舅拉班
met this twister.
遇到了这个欺诈的人。
Met this supplanter.
遇到了这个狡诈的人。
Met this bargainer.
看到这个讨价还价的人。
Met this liar.
遇见了这个欺谎，撒谎。
And Jacob met his match.
然后呢，雅各是棋逢对手。
You know, they talk sometimes. I don't know if they do that in Chinese families.
我不知道在中国的家庭里面是不是这样。
But we sometimes say, you know, a crazy uncle.
我们常常说，你有一个伯父。
He was set up by God.
那是神为你预备的。
Laban would be the one that he used to deal with him.
那就是拉班，就是神用来对付雅各的。
How great are God's dealings?
神的对付，神真的是对付他。
He met his match in Uncle Laban.
他在拉班那里找到了对手。
We'll go back to Genesis 29.
我们来看创世纪第二十九章。
And I just want to read some verses in Genesis 29.
我们一起来读二十九章的里面一些经文。
Begin in verse 15.
我们从第十五节开始。
And Laban said to Jacob, "Because thou art my brother, shouldest thou serve me for nothing?" Of course, he's speaking of Rachel. Tell me, what shall be thy wages?
拉班对雅各说，你虽是我的骨肉，即可白白的服侍我，请告诉我，你要什么为工价？
And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel.
拉班有两个女儿，大的名叫利亚，小的名叫拉结。
And the eyes of Leah were tender, but Rachel was of beautiful form and beautiful countenance.
利亚的眼睛没有神气，拉结却生得美貌俊秀。
And Jacob loved Rachel and said, "I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter."
雅各爱拉结就说，我愿为你小女儿拉结服侍你七年。
And Laban said, "It is better that I give her to thee than I should give her to another man. Abide with me."
拉班说，我就把她给你，胜似给别人，你与我同住吧。
And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. And they were in his eyes as single days because he loved her.
雅各就为拉结服侍了七年。
Now here's
an old. 他因为深爱拉结，就看这七年如同几天。
Now here's an old man telling you young people something.
这是呢一个上了年纪的人对一个年轻人说。
Love is powerful.
爱就是力量。
Man, 7 years were just like days.
七年就像一天。
Because he had his eyes on the prize.
因为呢，他的眼睛在他的新娘身上。
On Rachel，
就是拉结。
In the end of the 7 years, it says in verse 21, and Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I might go into her."
七年过去之后，雅各对拉班说，日期已经满了，求你把我的妻子给我，我好与她同房。
And Laban gathered together all the men in the place and made a feast.
拉结就摆设了宴席，请齐了那地方的众人。
And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went into her.
到晚上，拉班把女儿利亚送来给雅各，雅各就与她同房。
In verse 25.
第二十五节。
And it came to pass in the morning that behold, it was Leah.
到了早晨，雅各一看是利亚。
And he said to Laban, "What is this thou hast done to me?"
就对拉班说，你向我做的是什么事呢？
Have I not served you for Rachel?
我服侍你不是为拉结吗？
Why hast thou deceived me?
你为什么欺哄我呢？
You think the Holy Spirit spoke to him?
要圣灵对他说，
Poor old Jacob said, "This shouldn't happen in the family."
那雅各就说，在家里面不应该发生这样的事。
You think the Holy Spirit whispered in his ear and said, "Do you remember the birthright?"
那么你是不是想到圣灵小声地对他说，你还记得长子名分的事吗？
You think the Holy Spirit whispered in his ear, "Do you remember the brilliant ruse and the blessing?"
你有没有想到圣灵会不会小声地对他说，你还记得你如何欺骗你父亲的祝福吗？
What has thou done to me, Laban?
拉班，你对我所做的这些事。
Oh, the shock of it all.
他非常的震惊。
Brothers and sisters, God knows how to deal with us.
弟兄姐妹，神知道如何来对付我们。
He knows how to deal with our natural loves.
他知道如何对付我们天然的爱。
He knows how to deal with our natural character.
他知道如何对付我们天然的性格。
And surely,
他当然。
Jacob met his match in old Uncle Laban.
雅各真的在他的舅父拉班那里遇到了对手。
The deceiver had been deceived by the best.
那个欺骗人的，如今呢，被最能骗人的骗了。
The liar had been lied to by the best.
那个撒谎的被最能撒谎的给欺骗了。
The bargainer had been out bargained to the hilt.
那最能讨价还价的，如今他也吃亏了。
Now this may just sound humorous.
听上去很幽默。
But this is the great and deep dealings of God.
但这是神最深最大的祝福。对。
Thank God he knows us.
感谢神他知道我们。
Thank God he deals with us.
感谢神他对付我们。
And so the bargainer who was a better bargainer than Jacob.
所以呢
said, "How about 7 more years?"
所以呢，那个会讨价还价的又跟雅各说，再做七年。
And his love for Rachel, he served 7 more years.
因为他爱拉结，所以雅各又服侍了七年。
Well, brothers and sisters, I hope you see something in this story very great.
弟兄姐妹，我希望在这个故事里面你能够看到一些大的事。
God is determined.
神定义了。
Not to leave us in our natural condition.
不让我们留在我们天然的环境里面。
But to bring things into our life where he can change us.
他要把一些东西带到我们生命之中使我们改变。
And where he can transform us.
他可以改变我们。
And where he can conform us to his character, to his image.
使把我们磨成他的形象。
God was dealing and exposing and changing the man.
神对付，神暴露，神也改变那个人。
You know, yet in all of these dealings, there were great secrets discovered.
在神的这些对付当中，我们发现一个奥秘。
Look at 31 verse
3. 31章第三节。
And Jehovah said to Jacob, "Return into the land of thy fathers and thy kindred, and I will be with thee."
耶和华对雅各说，你要回你祖父之地，到你亲族那里去，我必与你同在。
I'm afraid when I talk to you about the dealings of God, you might begin to get fearful.
我担心当我跟大家讲到神对付的时候，你们会惧怕。
But there are great discoveries, great secrets to discover in the midst of those dealings of God.
但是在神的这些对付里面，我们可以看到一个秘密，一个让我们真的是能够看到一个很大的秘密。
As he deals with us, we discover that he is with us.
当他对付我们的时候，我们发现他与我们同在。
What precious words!
何等宝贵的话语。
What encouragement in the midst of the dealing.
在他的对付里面，这是对我们何等大的鼓励。
All of this work is planned.
所有神计划的这些对付。
All of these dealings are specially crafted for you and for me.
神的这些对付都是为你为我所特意预备的。
So, in the end, he has what he wants.
所以最后呢，神就得到他所要。
Look at verse 4 and 5.
第四节和第五节。
And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the fields to his flock, and he said to them, I see your father's countenance, talking about Laban, that he is not toward me as previously, but the God of my father has been with me.
第四节第五节，雅各就打发人叫拉杰和利亚到田野羊群那里来，对他们说，我看你们父亲的气色像我不如从前了，但我父亲的神向来与我同在。
Brothers and sisters, isn't that good news?
弟兄姐妹，这是不是一个好消息？
That in the middle of all that we go through, God is with us.
在我们所经历的一切当中，神与我们同在。
Think of what the psalmist said in Psalm 24.
诗篇第二十四篇告诉我们说
When he said, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
我虽然经过死荫的幽谷
Does the verse stop there?
那么神的话是不是只停在这里呢
It says, Thou art with me.
但是神的话说我与你同在
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
我的杖你的杖你的竿都安慰我
This is the secret.
这就是雅各的秘密
For the second dealing had to do with his natural strength in Genesis chapter 32.
在创世纪三十二章，让我们看到神第二个对付是对付他天然的力量。
You know, sometimes I think we think we're too weak.
有时候我们觉得自己太软弱了。
But I think Jacob is the evidence that.Possibly our problems are that we are too strong.
那么雅各这里我们看到，有时候我们的问题是我们自己太强了。
God needs to touch the strength of our life.
神要摸着我们生命当中的强处。
So that in the end we are dependent upon Him alone.
最终呢，我们能够完全的、单独的来依靠他自己。
This is exactly what God did at Peniel.
这就是呢，神在神在努亚努比勒神所做的。
In chapter 32,
在第三十二章。
Look at verses 24.
第二十四节。
I think you're familiar with this.
这是大家都熟悉的。
Hold on, let me find the chapter. 32:24. And Jacob remained alone, and a man wrestled with him until the rising of the dawn.24.
只剩下雅各一人，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。
And when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the joint of his thigh, and the joint of Jacob's thigh was dislocated as he wrestled with him.
那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把，雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。
And he said, Let me go, for the dawn arises.
那人说天黎明了，容我去吧。
And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me.
雅各说你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
And he said to him, What is thy name?
那人说你叫什么名？你名叫什么？
And he said, Jacob.
他说我叫雅各。
And he said, Thy name shall not henceforth be called Jacob, but Israel, for thou hast wrestled with God and with men and has prevailed.
那人说你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力都得了胜。
And Jacob asked and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, How is it thou askest my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel.
雅各问他说, 请将你的名告诉我。 那人说,何必问我的名? 于是在那里给雅各祝福, 雅各便给那地方起名叫比努以勒。
And listen to this very carefully.
请注意听。
For I have seen God face to face, and my life has been preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he limped upon his hip.
意思是,我面对面见了神,我的性命仍得保全。 日头刚出来的时候,雅各经过比努以勒,他的大腿就瘸了。
This was the greatest of God's dealings.
这是神对雅各极大的对付。
God knew he had to touch the very strength of his life.
神知道神必须摸着他生命当中的强处。
And God touched his hip.
神就摸了他的大腿。
And dislocated his hip.
让他扭了。
And from that day on, Jacob walked with a limp.
从那个时候,雅各就瘸了。
Brothers and sisters, God needs to touch our natural strength.
弟兄姐妹,神需要摸到我们天然的力量。
This is so that we don't depend on our natural strength, but we depend on His resurrection life.
使我们不再依靠我们天然的力量,却依靠祂复活的大能。
There has to be a time in your life when you come face to face with God.
在我们的生命当中,要有一个时候,我们面对面地来到神面前。
When you see Him face to face, as Jacob saw Him,
当我们像雅各一样面对面地看见他的时候,
Now don't take this the way I don't mean it. It doesn't mean you literally see God face to face.
不是说从字面上来讲我们与神面对面。
It means in the spirit you have such a revelation of God face to face that you're forever changed.
乃是说在启示里面在灵我们在灵里面与他
This is what Jacob's life means.
这就是雅各的生命的意义。
2 Corinthians 3:18 says this.
哥林多后书3章18节这样说,
But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见神的荣光,好像从镜子里反照,就变成主的形状,荣上加荣,如同从主的灵变成了。
This is how we change.
这就是我们这样改变了。
We see Him face to face and we're changed from glory to glory by the Spirit.
我们能够面对面地看见他,我们能够借着他的灵变得荣上加荣。
The Spirit of the Lord is what transforms us.
是神的灵改变我们。
It's the Holy Spirit's work, not your work.
是圣灵的工作, 不是我们的工作。
It is through our circumstances that He does this.
是神借着神所预备的环境。
Where we see Him face to face.
我们能够面对面地看见他。
Thank God for His conforming work.
感谢神他改变我们的工作。
Thank God that He touches the strength of our life.
感谢神他摸着我们生命里面的力量。
And if the cross doesn't touch the strength of our life, we will never be conformed to His image.
如果十字架不能够摸着我们生命当中的能力, 我们永远不会被磨成他的样式。
There's just a few more things I want us to look at.
我还想再讲几件事。
We have seen Jacob's twisting.
我们看到雅各的
We have seen Jacob's dealing.
我们看到神对他的对付。
Now what we need to do is see Jacob's end.
我们现在要看到雅各的结局。
Because brothers and sisters, just seeing the twistings of this man is not enough.
我们仅仅看到这个人的狡诈还不够。
Just seeing the dealings of God is not enough.
仅仅看到神对付他还不够。
in the end, we need to see what the end of God is.
我们还要看到神最终所要做成的。
And thank God at the end of Jacob's life, we see a changed man.
感谢主在雅各生命结束的时候，我们看到一个被改变的人。
I think this is what God is doing in Jacob.
我相信这就是神在雅各身上所做的。
And I happen to think this is what God is doing in you and me.
这也是神在你我身上做的。This
is the very purpose of God.
这就是神的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this twister,
弟兄姐妹, 这个狡诈的人,
this supplanter,
这个欺诈的人,
this liar,
这个撒谎的人,
this bargainer,
这个讨价还价的人,
was transformed by God.
神改变了他,
this Jacob,
这个雅各,
in the end became Israel,
最终他成了以色列,
a prince with God.
神的王子,
only the Holy Spirit can do this. He can take the absolute worst of us, and he can do this work in us.
This
ought to encourage us in the Lord. All of our circumstances are engineered for this reason. You know, one of the significant things in the life of Jacob are pillars.
雅各生命当中一件重要的事情就是柱子。
When you read Jacob's story, you begin to understand there are four pillars.
在雅各的故事里面，你能够看到四个柱子。
He erected pillars.
四个。
He built pillars.
他建柱子。
And brothers and sisters, when you read about those four pillars, you begin to understand something very significant.
当我们读这四个柱子的时候，我们会看到一些重要的事。
Let me read to you what Brother Stephen Kong said.
江守道弟兄这样说,
From that book, Man After God's Own Heart,
在他那本合神心意的人那本书里,
Jacob erected altogether four of them in his life.
在雅各的生命当中一共有四个柱子来代表他。
Of course, a person does not go out erecting pillars at random.
一个人呢,当然不会随便地找一个柱子当枕头。
These pillars were erected in certain places and at certain times.
是呢,在特意的地方,特定的时间所出现的。
Because of certain experiences
迎着他的某些经历,
that Jacob had.
迎着
And they are, listen to this word, actually testimonies in the life of Jacob.
注意听这句话，他们其实是雅各生命的见证。
Pillars are testimony.
柱子是见证。
It declares something.
说明一些事。
And what these four pillars declared in Jacob's life is God has done a work to fully transform me and conform me to the image of his son.
这四个柱子所见证的乃是神在我们身上做工，把我们改变成他儿子的形象。
Think about those pillars.
想想这四个柱子。
In Genesis 28, we talked about the ladder to heaven.
在28章呢，就讲到通天的梯子。
You know, he saw the God of the heavens.
他看到天上的神。
And he saw God's house.
他看到神的殿。
He said, surely, this fearful place, this is God's house.
他说,这个可畏的地方是神的殿。
I know I'm making a little segue, but it's an important segue.
这是一个很重要的。God
and his house are never separated.
神和他的殿从来不会分开。
There are Christians that like to believe they can live with God alone.
有的时候, 有些基督徒以为他们自己单独跟神在一起。
And somehow they're convinced they can live without the house of God.
有的时候他们以为呢,没有神的殿他们也可以。
And let me tell you at least this.
让我告诉大家,
you will never be conformed to the image of God's Son if you ignore God's house.
如果你忽略了神的殿，你永远不会被磨成神儿子的模样。
You will certainly never be conformed to the image of God's Son if you ignore God.
当然呢，如果你忽略了神，你永远不会被磨成神儿子的形象。
But this pillar is very important.
这个柱子非常重要。
When we see him, we see his house.
当我们看见他的时候，我们就看见他的殿。
Now the next pillars in chapter 31.
在三十一章里面，我们看到下一个柱子。
We read a few verses, verse 45.
第四十一节。
And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said to his brethren, Gather the stones. And they took the stones and made a heap and ate there upon the heap. 45 and 46. 31, 45 and 46. 31, 45 and 46. 31, 45 and 46.
雅各就拿一块石头立作柱子，又对众弟兄说：“你们堆聚石头。”他们就拿石头来堆成一堆，大家便在旁边吃喝。
And look at 51 and 52.
第五十一节、第五十二节。
And Laban said to Jacob, "Behold this heap, and behold the pillar which I have set up between me and thee."
拉班又说。你看我在你我中间所立的这石堆和柱子。
Let this be a heap, let this heap be witness, and the pillar a witness, that neither I pass this heap to go to thee, nor thou pass this heap, and this pillar, to come to me for harm.
这石堆做证据，这柱子也做证据，我就不必。过这石堆去害你，你也不过这石堆和柱子来害我。
Brothers and sisters, this is absolutely critical because this pillar that he erected was a pillar of testimony.
弟兄姐妹，这是非常非常重要的，因为这个石头、这个柱子呢，就是见证。
It is a pillar of witness.
这是见证的柱子。
And then when you look at Genesis 35,
我们再看创世纪二十五、三十五章的时候。
Look at, let's just look at verses 9 through 15.
我们看第九节到第十五节。
35:9.
第九节。
And God appeared to Jacob after he had come from Padan Aram and blessed him. And God said to him, Thy name is Jacob, and thy name shall not henceforth be called Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel.
雅各从巴旦亚兰回来，神又对他显现，赐福与他，且对他说：“你的名原是雅各，从今以后不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列。”这样他就改名叫以色列。
And God said to him, "I am the Almighty God. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins."
神又对他说：“我是全能的神，你要生养众多，将来有一族和多国的民从你而生，又有君王从你而出。”
And the land that I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land.
我所赐给亚伯拉罕和以撒的地，我也要赐给你和你的后裔。
And God went up from him in the place where he had talked with him.
神就从那与雅各说话的地方升上去了。
And Jacob set up a pillar in that place where he had talked with him, a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering and poured oil on it.
雅各便在那里立了一根石柱，在柱子上奠酒浇油。
And Jacob called the name of the place Bethel.
雅各就给那地方起名叫伯特利。
Here is another testimony.
这里是另外一个见证。
God met him in such a way and renewed all the promises.
神在那里遇见他，向他重新告诉他重新那些与他立的约。
And his testimony was in God alone are all the promises.
他的在这里的见证就是呢，只有在神那里面有所有的应许。
Now let's look at one more place in chapter 35.
在三十五章还有另外一个地方。
Verses 16 to 20.
第十六到第二十节。
And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was yet a certain distance to come to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem, by the way, when Rachel travailed in childbirth, and it went hard with her in childbearing.
他们从伯特利起行， 以利法他还有一段路程，以法他伯利恒，拉结临产甚是艰难。
And it came to pass when it went hard with her in childbearing that the midwife said to her, Fear not, for also this is a son of thee.
正在艰难的时候，收生婆对他说，不要怕，你又得了一个儿子了。
And it came to pass as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni.
他将近于死，灵魂要走的时候，就给他儿子起名叫便俄尼。
But his father called him Benjamin.
他父亲却给他起名
叫便雅米。And Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath.
拉结死了，葬在以法他的路旁。
Which is Bethlehem.
就是伯利恒。
And Jacob erected a pillar upon her grave. That is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day.
雅各在他坟上立了。一桶碑就是拉结的墓碑，到今日还在。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢？
This means that Jacob's testimony became one of life out of death.
这就是告诉我们说，这个见证就是呢，雅各的生命是脱离了死亡的。
This means that he learned what it meant to live by the God of resurrection.
这就是告诉我们说他如何靠着复活的主而活。
Rachel died.
拉结死了。
Benjamin lived.
但有了便雅悯。
This is life out of death.
这是出于死亡的生命。
Brothers and sisters, this is actually what the Apostle Paul told the Corinthians.
这就是保罗告诉哥林多弟兄姐妹所说的。
Life out of death is what happens to us.
我们身上所发生的是出死入生。
First of all, we were once dead and now we are alive.
我们过去是死的，现在是活的。
But there's a far more great testimony than that in Jacob.
但在雅各的那里有更大的见证。
Now that we live,
我们现在活着。
We live by the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus alone.
我们单单靠着耶稣基督复活的生命而活。
Jacob saw from that day he was not to live by his own life.
雅各就从那一天开始就不是靠着自己的生命而活。
Death works in us, but life in you.
死在我们身上，活在你们身上。
Now let's think about in our last few minutes.
最后这几分钟让我们一起来思想。
The last scene.
最后一个场景。
I think it's a beautiful scene.
非常美丽的场景。
In chapter 48,
第48章,
we read about the scene.
我们读到这里。
I'll just probably tell our brother. Jacob is blessing the sons Jacob is blessing the sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh.
雅各为约瑟的儿子以法莲和马拿西祝福。
You remember the scene.
大家记得这个场景。
Jacob was dying.
雅各正在死去。
And Joseph's sons, he said, that you had in Egypt will be just like my sons. And he began to bless Ephraim and Manasseh.
他说你在埃及所生的儿子就是我的儿子，所以呢他为以法莲和马拿西祝福。
Now think about this irony just for a moment. Just for a moment.
只想一下。
Here the one who in the past had stolen the blessing.
这是一个过去他偷窃祝福的人。
He had become so transformed that he became the blesser.
他完全的被改变，以至于他成为一个赐福的人。
He had become so conformed to the image of God's Son.
他被改变成神的儿子的形象到一个地步。
That he now was the blesser.
他现在成为赐福者。
And then we read about Jacob's end in Hebrews 11 verse 21.
在希伯来书第十一章第二十一节，我们读到雅各的结局。
This is a powerful verse.
是非常有力量的经文。
The only verse about Jacob in the Hall of Faith.
在这个信心的名人榜中，唯一讲到雅各的一节经文。
This was Jacob's end.
这是雅各的结局。
By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped
leaning upon his staff.
雅各因着信临死的时候给约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福扶着杖头敬拜神。
Brothers and sisters, do you see that scene?
弟兄姐妹, 你有没有看到那个情形?
Do you see this fully transformed man?
有没有看到这个完全改变的人?
He isn't what he used to be.
他不再是过去的人。
And your end, you're not to be what you used to be.
在我们的最终，我们也不再是过去的样子。
In the end, you're to be one who's a blesser.
但最终我们都能够成为赐福者。
In the end, you're to be the one who's just the opposite of what you were in Christ Jesus.
当我们结束人生的时候，在耶稣基督里面，我们成为跟过去完全不一样的人。
In the end, Jacob was transformed into a worshiper.
在最终，雅各被改变成为一个敬拜者。
But in the end, Jacob was still leaning upon his staff.
那在最终呢，雅各还是扶着他的杖头。
Because that dislocated hip never repaired.
因为呢，他那个瘸了的腿再也没有恢复。
And he knew the only way he could live.
他知道他能够唯一生存的方式。
Was by the life of the Lord himself.
是借着主他自己的生命。
Brothers and sisters, I think that's Jacob.
弟兄姐妹，这就是雅各。
We look at all of his twistings.
我们看到他所有的谎言。
We can hardly imagine anybody.
我们没有办法想象有一个像他这样的人。
But that is us.
但是就是我们。
We look at all of God's dealing.
我们看到神一切的对付。
And we see that God is kind enough to not leave us like we are, but to begin to deal with us.
神实在是恩慈的，他不让我们在活在过去的样中，他所以来对付我们。
And through all of our circumstances to conform us to the image of His Son.
借着我们一切的环境，把我们磨成他儿子的模样。
And we look at the end of Jacob's life.
我们看雅各生命的最终结局的时候。
And we discover that this one was transformed into a pillar himself.
我们发现呢，他被改变，他自己成为一个柱子。
He was a testimony.
他是见证。
Here in Hebrews 11 verse 21 is a living testimony of one that has been changed and conformed to the image of his Son.
那希伯来书11章21节告诉我们说，这是一个被改变的人，他成为神儿子的一个活的见证。
That is our hope.
这是我们的盼望。
Did you know you were Jacob?
你是否知道你就是雅各?
This is your story.
这就是你的故事。
This is the reason so much detail is given to this story.
这就是为什么圣经里面讲雅各的时候有这么多这么详细。
Yet we see what God is doing in our life.
让我们看见神在我们生命中的工作。
May the Lord help us to see.
愿神帮助我们能够看见。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主，我为你的话感谢你。
Lord, we pray that we will see what we are.
主啊，我们向你祷告，让我们看见我们自己。
But we pray even more importantly, you'll begin to deal with us in your mercy and love.
主啊，我们向你祷告，在你的爱和怜悯当中，更重要的是你来对付我们。
And we pray that you'll use all of our circumstances to transform us and conform us into the image of your Son.
你借着一切的环境来改变我们，把我们磨成你儿子的模样。
And Lord, we pray in the end that we'll be like Jacob.
主啊，我们祷告，最终我们都可以像雅各。
A testimony.
一个见证。
A pillar.
柱子。
A living testimony of the transforming work of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的生命的工作，我们都能够成为那个活的见证。
This is what we ask of you.
我们向你这样的祈求。
In the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.